Hey, it's Woody and Jim. Before this was a podcast,
it was us saying things on the radio.
On 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
All right, if you download the Totally Hits 93.3 app, you can do so many things. You can send us messages and also voice recordings. That's what we do when we do our little game called Were You a Adult, Drunk, or a Little Kid When You Did Something?
Yep, something really embarrassing.
And we have a fun little guessing game. We're going to do a couple of them here. And the second one, we're going to give you a chance to vote and guess which one.
Yeah, were they a drunk adult or a kid? If you guess right, you'll go into, we're going to pick somebody who guessed correctly to win Predators tickets.
Yeah, for Saturday night. That's going to be a great game.
Awesome.
All right. All right. First up, we have Monica.
We was scared.
You were?
Okay. And what did you do?
My older sister and I were home without our parents one night, and we decided to take my Chucky doll and put it on our front porch to scare away intruders. But then we scared ourselves and we locked all the doors and hid under our beds.
So we have to figure out, did they do that under the influence as adults or were they little kids? I mean, and little kids, I guess what's the cutoff, 18?
Yeah, I would say, you know,
you're a kid.
Perhaps tweens.
18 or under, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to guess tween. I'm going to guess little kid.
I don't know. Yeah, using a doll to scare things off could either be a teen or a drunk. I'll go kid, too.
Okay. Gina?
Well, she's got to be old enough to see a Chucky movie and to know what that is.
Okay, that's true.
Right. And to be left home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will say my older brother made me watch Chucky when I was in grade school.
Yes.
Made you watch it.
Some brothers and sisters do
yes.
that.
So I'm going to say they were drunk.
Drunk adult.
Yeah.
Drunk
adult. But like you're saying, I think like 16, 17.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we're it was like sort of split.
Yeah. Yeah. On the cusp of adulthood.
A drunk kid is what I'm thinking.
Well, that covers you either way. That's good. That's a good way to guess. I just vote for everything. Monica, which was it?
It's kind of half and half. My sister was drunk, and I was only 13. So I don't even know how to classify that one. We were scared.
You were right. You were so right.
Oh, that's
unbelievably
funny.
Right.
Well,
all
you
right.
guys, technically you won because she was 13.
Yeah, so I think we all won.
Yeah. We're all winners.
We all winners and absolutely. Also losers.
Yes. Okay.
All right, now this is the one we need you, our listeners, to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the phone number now so that you can punch in the numbers so you can give your guess. You're going to guess on this one by texting us 615-553-0933.
Yeah. If you get it right, one of the people randomly gets it right, we'll get some Predators tickets for Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Elise up next. Go ahead.
We're playing Uno at my kitchen table, and I accused somebody of cheating, and I got so mad that I threw the Uno cards everywhere and screamed.
A game of Uno. That's competitive.
Sorry, I just had like a flashback to my childhood.
Of playing competitive Uno?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody has to throw the cards down and go, oh, screw it, you win.
Yeah.
I mean, this could go either way.
Yeah.
I probably played more Uno as an adult than I even did as a kid, just because I've been around long enough to do that.
Right.
Oh, man. Throwing the cards and cheating, accusing of cheating. I'm going to go little kid.
Okay.
I'm going to go drunk adult.
Me, I think I will too. Okay.
All right.
Two drunk adults, one kid.
All right. Here's where you come in, our 93.3 listeners. You text us 615-553-0933. Was Elise a drunk adult or a kid? That's all you have to text us. And if you're right, we'll pick from one of the winners and give you Preds tickets, and we'll reveal the answer coming up in about 7 minutes.
We've told you before that scientists are trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. by finding DNA frozen in the ice and seeing what they can do.
They've never seen a Jurassic Park movie, but it's obvious.
They're getting close. They've actually made woolly mice, which are about the size of your fist. They're fatter and they have a lot of hair.
Like woolly mammoth hair?
Yes.
Wow.
So they're getting close. So
get
your panic room and safety bunker ready. We're about to be overrun by dinosaurs.
Interesting.
It won't be long now.
That is weird. So Wallet Hub did a study of the most sinful states in the U.S. Mm. And I don't really they do not explain how they discovered who was the most sinful.
Okay.
But Tennessee is on the list. We are the sixth most sinful state in the union. Number one was Nevada, which I think you made Las Vegas and stuff
Reno.
Like that.
Yeah.
One of the things that we really ranked high on were anger and greed. I blame Music Row for this.
Yeah, that's the greed. And anger is just for my 24 and I 40 and I hate 40.
Yeah.
True. Traffic. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And here's the ironic part. The least sinful state in the United States is Idaho.
Idaho.
Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
How far up there is California?
They're not in the top 10. No, they are. They're the second most sinful state.
Okay. Say, yeah, the greed part.
Yeah.
Just like,
that. Yeah.
Hollywood and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Florida's in there. Louisiana, Texas. Yeah. They're both ahead of us.
Louisiana. I guess New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah. They're,
Idaho, they're just stuffing potatoes down their throats. Yeah. And that's all they're doing.
I bet Utah's got to be low on the list, too.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
It is. Those wild Mormons.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, Guy Fieri has given us insight on how to make the best fried chicken tenders.
Mm. Okay, love me some chicken tenders.
I know, me too. So they have to be chicken tenders from the chicken. They can't be chicken breasts that you chop up.
Okay.
They have to be chicken tenders. And little fact, there's only two on every chicken.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah,
so if there's more, you got some messed up
chicken. Something's weird. You need to brine them in pickle juice and buttermilk, which is just a fancy word for marinate.
Yeah.
And then he didn't share much about the batter. He didn't get into like specifics about it.
Because it's a restaurant. He wants you to come eat there as opposed to, you know, giving you the recipe.
Yeah. Right. But he did say it's not just flour. It's not a wet batter. It's not supposed to be a ton of batter. He wants it to be crunchy chicken that stays crunchy. So you need to find kind of a happy medium between like a dry mix and a batter mix.
Okay.
So
he gave us 2/3 of the recipe.
Yes. So if you try it out, let us know what you think.
All right. Before the break, we heard from Elise, who told us something she did, and we had to guess if she was a drunk adult or a little kid when she did it. All right. Let's review.
We were playing Uno at my kitchen table, and I accused somebody of cheating, and I got so mad that I threw the Uno cards everywhere and screamed.
Okay.
Now, we made our guesses, and we invited you to make your guess.
And let's find out whether she was a drunk adult or a child.
All right. Which one was it?
I was drunk.
Yes!
It was New Year's Eve. A bunch of people were at my house, and I don't even know how you can cheat at Uno.
Oh, you can find a way.
Yeah. My friend in college used to find a way to pull multiple cards at once and hide them. So, like, if you were supposed to pull one, but he would pull, like, five or six.
And he would have, like,
he would have a ton, yeah.
He'd have a hidden draw four card to bring it just the right moment.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. Yeah.
I've seen too many, like, movies where somebody's got a card up their sleeve.
Yeah.
Which could be, like, you know, draw four.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The last minute.
My dad used to hide, you know, money under the Monopoly board and then like bring it out. Oh, look, I forgot I have $2,000 here.
Oh.
Shut up, Dad.
From what you've said, that's not the only time he cheated.
Oh, yeah. He cheated a lot. On my poor mom and Monopoly.
Man.
Hey, we'll grab somebody who guessed drunk adult, who texted in at 615-553-0933 and hook you up with some Preds tickets for Saturday night. Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM from my Eurostone Studios. This is Woody. I want to say thanks for all the love and support that I got yesterday as my 15-year-old Maltese Sheldon crossed over the Rainbow Bridge, had to be put down yesterday. He was just old. He was 15 years old.
He was ready.
He was he lost his sight. He couldn't hear very well or walk very well, and he'd stop eating.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's sad. You're never really ready for it, but you know it's coming.
And
but,
it's the right thing for the dog. And Sheldon, was he named after from Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, my kids named him Sheldon.
I love that.
Yeah.
All my dogs have always had, like, people names. You know, we had Gary, a dachshund, and then we got Kevin and Lucy. So, yeah, we keep all that going. But yesterday I went to my vet, and they were very nice going through the whole procedure.
That's
and
good.
What was very cool is I got to let Sheldon eat chocolate.
Yeah.
For the first time, because you're not supposed to give dogs chocolate. But if he's about to go over to the Rainbow Bridge, have him some chocolate. And he was
enjoy chocolate. Yeah.
He was a fancy boy, so I got him some Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, good. You're getting the good stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Great.
I'm not skimping on, like, the Easter Palmer chocolate. Yeah, I'm going to get the good stuff for
like
the dog.
Like all wax.
But yeah. But,
you give him the good stuff.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
Yeah, exactly.
So thanks for all the support and all the hugs I got from so many people yesterday. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can relate.
Yeah, it's everybody can relate to that. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. Of course, we all realize being in Middle Tennessee, Nashville, we all help each other as neighbors. There's a cool story going on right now. A woman has a home in Madison. Her name is Marcella Chance. It was destroyed during a tornado in 2023. Mm. And some nonprofits getting together to rebuild her home at last after a lot of delays because she was dealing with FEMA and other things like that.
Sure.
And News Channel 5 caught up with her.
The sound is just roaring. It's a roaring sound. And it's something I'd never want to hear again.
Chance and her family escaped with their lives, but not much else.
I walked out of there with just clothes on my back.
Since then, it's been a series of expensive setbacks.
I have now drained my savings account paying for my rent at an apartment because I got to have a place to live. I couldn't live here. FEMA was supposed to help with that. We've got nothing. Mm.
But then she found out about some nonprofits in the Nashville Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster Group, then rebuild it for free.
We want to keep our neighbors here in Nashville. We're losing them too fast. So what we're trying to do is just provide that help that they need to go ahead and put their home back together so you can grow old and age in place.
Yeah. The look on her face is amazing. They're getting her house rebuilt for free.
Aww, that's amazing.
I love it.
Especially after just going broke.
Yeah, right. Just losing everything. Mm-hmm. Here's a mood boost for you. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Now, this came up yesterday.
On the show, I mentioned.
Jim, you saw a movie called Chicken People.
Yeah, it's a documentary about people who go to, like, competitive, like, chicken beauty pageants,
mm-hmm.
and enter their chickens, and it got, like, my whole family riled up. Like, my wife's like, I want chickens. She's been saying this for a while.
Yes.
And with the price of eggs and everything, that's only, like, you know, oh, now we wanted them because they were fun, now we need them for the eggs.
Yeah. Even the Secretary of Agriculture under the Trump administration has suggested that people keep chickens so you can get your own eggs.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not happy with that standpoint, like, aren't you going to do anything about the price of eggs?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for somebody who's living in an apartment in the gulch to have a chicken coop outside their
their balcony.
Yeah, and then the price of chicken's going to go up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
There's a high enough demand.
And then, of course, you get emotionally attached to them, and you're not going to make, chicken nuggets out of them.
I know.
Because you feel like you're losing your pet, your friend.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've seen that, like, remember I mentioned yesterday, I think there's people out there that rent chickens so that you can, like, have them but, like, not make the full investment.
So smart.
There's a guy named Brian who runs a company called Rent-A-Chicken, and he will rent you 2 hens for 6 months. It costs $600.
Wow.
So that's a lot, but they say you get a dozen eggs a week for 6 months. I still think that's pretty high price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
But apparently,
not a lot.
The people love the chickens.
The majority of everybody who rents loves it. And a lot of the customers decide they want to have the same birds. They get very attached to their birds, and when they come back, we tag them with a colored tag around the ankle so they can get the same birds back next year. You just let them out and walk around. They go in at night on their own. They want to roost up and just real low maintenance, and you know, people really enjoy it.
They go roost up in your house.
And they put a little color tag on them.
Yeah, so you know you get the same chicken every time.
Even though they could probably just put the same color tag on
chicken. It's not like a goldfish that you accidentally killed and had to go get one that looks just like it for your child. Nothing like that at all.
I haven't, maybe I shouldn't speak this into existence, but like, I know the price of everything's going up, but how come the price of eggs is going way up? But like a chicken sandwich at Popeyes is the same price.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe they're helping the consumer by absorbing the price increase.
I doubt that.
As I was saying, it sounded really stupid.
They're probably getting their chicken from the farmers who keep them like locked in the cages and stuff. So there's probably no threat of bird flu.
Yeah, they're not the free range.
Maybe they didn't get hit.
Not
with
to get
the
all like granola-y
disease.
On you.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, I'm not complaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, if the chicken sandwich is $3.99,
yeah,
and you know the carton of eggs, which is
like $10 at
$10
least,
you know.
93.3 FM totally hits, totally Nashville. We are ready to play. Gender Wars now. Stepping into the octagon, we have our contestants standing by and ready to play. For the ladies in the audience, we have Emma in Nashville. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Jason in Murfreesboro. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Let's warm up with a get acquainted question.
Sure. Let's start with Jason. Hey, tell us a food that makes you recoil in horror.
Anchovies.
Sardines. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
it's kind of in that family of
salty icky little fish.
Yeah. All right. Emma, what about you? Tell us the food that makes you recoil in horror.
Well, my mom is listening right now, and she knows that I've always hated squash.
Does she still make it for you, though?
Yeah.
But
you're grown up now. You don't have to eat it now.
That's right. First time, I was surprised it took this long to get to a vegetable.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay,
let's begin the game. You each get a screw you can use, and we begin with multiple choice questions.
Now, here we go. Emma, does your car's odometer keep track of your mileage, how far you've driven, or your tire inflation?
How far you've driven?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, good job. Good start.
All right, Jason. Is The Woman in Me an autobiography written by Adele, Madonna, or Britney Spears?
Ooh. Adele?
No.
It's a Britney Spears book.
I wanted to say something so bad, but I refrained.
Well, she wrote a book. I don't know if she's read one, but she wrote a book.
I wanted to say her tagline.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble.
But you restrained yourself.
I did. Yeah,
okay.
For once in my life.
Take a big lead here, Emma. What professional sport uses a 24-second shot clock?
A screw.
Okay.
All right.
Jason, she hopes you don't know this. What professional sport uses the 24-second shot clock?
Basketball.
That's
that is
right.
Correct.
And you stole a point. Good
screw
job.
Screw did not work in your favor there.
All right. Jason, Sam Edelman is a designer famous for what?
Shoes?
Yes.
Yeah, good job.
You talked yourself into it as you were giving the answer. Good job.
Always go shoes. It's kind of like feet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good guess.
Okay, that means, Emma, you got to get this one right to stay in the game. Here we go. Complete this carpeting saying. For carpenters, measure twice.
Cut once.
That's right.
Go.
Okay.
All right. It's 2-2.
Okay, we got a game. Jason, the TV show Riverdale was loosely based on what cartoon and comic book?
Archie.
Yes.
Wow.
People look at Archie comic books and say, this needs to be darker.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jason.
You are the winner. You got tickets to see Eric Clapton at Bridgestone Arena.
Nice. We'll be doing it again tomorrow and the day after. It's Woody and Jim with Gender Wars twice today on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. You tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to take a guess. Did you do it when you were a little kid or a drunk adult? Sometimes it's hard to tell.
It is.
Yeah. It's a difficult game.
Who do we have joining us for the game today?
We got Sandra going first. All right. Tell us what you did, then we'll guess.
I woke up one morning and I feel my head, and there was a donut in my hair.
What?
doesn't sound like a nightmare. It sounds like a dream come true. Yeah. a donut in your hair.
A donut in the hair. I don't know. It sounds like eating in bed, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a child or a drunk adult making bad decisions at 3 a.m.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you're not always eating healthy when you're
That's true.
Tipsy.
What do we got?
Oh, man. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay. Gina, what do you think?
I think so, too.
You're going drunk
adult?
Yeah,
drunk adult.
Well, just to be different, I'll guess little kid then.
Okay.
What was it, Sandra?
Oh, honey, I was drunk. It was a maple and Bavarian cream donut. Oh. What a waste.
Yeah, forget about the sheets or having to wash your hair.
Yeah, right?
It's about the wasted donut. I bet your hair smelled terrific, though.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
For days to come.
Sticky.
Hey, we got one more, and we're going to guess, and we want you to text and guess whether there was a little kid or a drunk adult. And we'll take one of the correct answers at random and give you tickets to Saturday's Preds game.
All right.
Okay, so we have Chuck here. Go ahead, Chuck.
One night I woke up under the bed, and I thought I was buried alive in a coffin. So I was, like, screaming and, like, banging my fists on the floor.
Okay. All right. It's both bed-related. Thought he was in a coffin. Yeesh.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I don't know. I'm going to say little kid. I'm going to say little kid. Kids wander when they sleep or crawl under the bed.
Yeah. Gina, what do you think?
I'm going to go kid as well.
I'm going to say drunk adult because I remember when my stepbrother Steve had a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I woke up on the floor in my closet looking up and thinking, ha, somebody just hung my clothes over my bed. Then I realized I was in the closet, and I kind of panicked. So I can kind of relate to this. So I'm gonna guess a drunk adult.
All right. So he woke up under his bed thinking he was trapped in a coffin. Was he a drunk adult or a kid?
All right. Text us and guess. Three things you want to know today.
So many speculations and rumors because the Titans finished on the bottom floor of the NFL. We get the first pick in the draft, and there's a lot of sources saying that the New York Giants want to trade with the Titans to get that pick.
Yeah.
Because they want quarterback Cam Ward. They think they're just one piece away and that the Titans would trade and go down to like the number 3 pick and still get a good selection.
Yeah.
So a lot of people saying that. Don't know if it's true, but the rumor mill is flying.
We've said we were one to, pick away for years.
we're about 10 picks away.
We're a whole team away.
We're just about 11 players away from having a really good team.
Yeah.
On the field at one time. There's a factory in North Carolina where they make Texas Pete hot sauce. That's right. They make it in North Carolina.
Okay.
And I guess a fire broke out at the factory.
Oh, wow. No.
They say it wasn't related to the actual hot sauce, but they had a fire and they were controlling it. There were no injuries. But I guess they're going to say, all right, well, we're just going to market that as slight smoky flavor to your Texas Pete hot sauce.
That's right. Relabel them.
Woo!
Brings a whole new meaning to hot sauce.
Okay. Yeah.
So for all the rodeo lovers out there, the Music City Rodeo is making its debut in Nashville.
Really?
It'll be the first time ever. It'll be at Bridgestone Arena the last weekend of May. I guess it's in huge part to Tim McGraw. He's kind of been spearheading this with his like production company.
Okay.
He's going to perform as well as Jelly Roll and Reba McEntire each night. So
it's a concert and a rodeo.
Well, everything here.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah.
They're singing for everything.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'm excited. I hope I can go.
Rodeo, awesome. People who like our performers in the rodeo, like staying on, like they're crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Oh my God. Their
especially
bodies
the clown that has to jump in the barrels, you know, to distract the bull, that kind of thing.
Their bodies get destroyed.
No kidding.
It's terrifying. All right. It's really fun to watch.
There's three things you want to know. As we go back to, were you a little kid or a drunk adult when you did it? All right, Chuck, let's hear that again.
One night I woke up under the bed and I thought I was buried alive in a coffin. So I was like screaming and like banging my fists on the floor.
Okay.
All right. Now, before the break, we made our guesses.
Yep. I think I said kid. I don't even remember.
I honestly can't either.
Yeah.
I think we said kid. Woody said drunk.
I said drunk adult.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Chuck, tell on yourself. Which one was it?
Oh, I was blackout drunk. I have no idea how I even got there, but there was probably a lot of I love you mans before I passed out.
Oh, my goodness.
There has been what they say maybe the first official sighting of 2025 of the Loch Ness Monster.
Really?
In Scotland. Apparently, a couple was sitting near the water, and they had their phone out, and with the technology of a Google Pixel 8 Pro phone, they took a picture of what they said was a large dark mass coming up to the surface of the water. I have looked at the picture. I am a guy who wants to believe.
Yes.
But I am very skeptical.
I know. They've done like DNA tests of the water at Loch Ness. And they're saying it could be like a giant something or another, but they found...
I've visited Loch Ness. I've gone out on a boat. It's one of the deepest lakes in the world. So anything could be down there. But if you want to see the picture, I just posted it to the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Yeah.
So go to the app and just scroll down. It'll be the first picture you see. Tell me if you think it's the Loch Ness Monster or not.
And now a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. Now, Jim, you saw a picture someone posted, what they claim to be the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, and the Loch Ness people that document all this stuff are taking it seriously. I posted it. If you look on our 93.3 Totally Hits app, just scroll down. There's a picture of it. I think it's bogus. It just looks like a shadow on a wave.
I got this to say. No, that's not the Loch Ness Monster. It's just it could be a turtle or something. It's like, I'm not convinced.
All right. I'm curious, though, of the mythical monsters that are in our culture and people talk about. Which ones do you think might be real, might actually exist? Mm. Gina?
I don't think there's any
like
that
Bigfoot?
My cousin is convinced. So I will say Bigfoot.
Maybe Bigfoot.
Yes. But I don't know.
What about the snow one? Is a Yeti?
Yeti, that's kind of like.
Oh, Yeti. It's like a Bigfoot,
in the snow.
It's the snow Bigfoot.
The polar bear of Bigfoots.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
I'm a hater.
Yeah. I visited Loch Ness and I don't think that there's a Loch Ness Monster.
Well, the original picture they have of the Loch Ness Monster, it looks like, you know, supposedly that's it, but it's somebody made a model.
That was it's kind of been proof fake.
Yeah.
It's one of the deepest lakes anywhere, so it could exist because it's just like, you know, you never know how far down, like what weird things are underwater.
Right.
So I'll see maybe in the Loch Ness Monster, but I don't think this picture proves it.
Yeah. I believe in Bigfoot. I think, you know, enough people have said they've seen Bigfoot, even though no one has any actual photographic evidence except for that one picture from the 70s where it's somebody walking, you know, blurry in the background.
And he's got a watch on.
Yeah, he's got like a Timex watch.
He's got like a gold watch on.
Because that's what they'll do in the natural habitat. Is it Bigfoots or Big Feets? I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you found it.
Yeah. Every year they have a big festival out in, you know, Gatlinburg. There's like a Bigfoot festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all the believers get together.
What do you watch? You've watched every, I think, all 4,000 episodes of Ancient Aliens.
Yes, Jim, I have.
What do you believe in? What about, let's see, did aliens come and build the pyramids?
Oh, yes. They tried to give the credit to the slaves, but no, it was actually, you know, because they couldn't lift all that stuff. It was really heavy. They needed to have some sort of flotation, you know, device.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a UFO carry it.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, right. Gina understands.
Okay. The Chupacabra.
Yeah, believe in that one, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, I think so. You're saying that, you know, it's so deep, there could be anything down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yetis.
Oh, yeah. Yetis. Those are just, you know, the snow cousins of the Bigfoots.
And what about the whale that has the horn? The cute whale.
Oh, the narwhals.
Yeah, narwhal.
Those are real. I've seen those on the Discovery Channel. Those are real, actual creatures.
Oh.
They're not unicorn whales.
Yeah. Even though they kind of look like them, but yeah, they're actually in textbooks and stuff.
And they have where they go in like opposite directions, and they have to have like a sword fight with their noses.
All right, see, well, I'm going to leave.
This is Gina.
That's a real thing.
Where Gina doesn't believe in the real thing, but she, she does believe we didn't land on the moon.
Yeah.
You think we did it on a soundstage somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who left all that crap on the moon then?
I know, and you tripped me up though when you were like, but we had enough, like we were sophisticated enough to do it on a soundstage and broadcast it. That tripped me up. I don't know, you guys. I just hear things and think the same. So, I mean, I don't know.
We all don't know what to believe in anymore. It's 2025. What do we believe in anymore? No one knows.
I don't know. Yeah. Every day's opposite day.
Yep.
Okay, that was confusing enough. Back to the podcast now. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Let's take you now live to the Nashville Humane Association. And who's this beautiful brown little doggy you got?
Hi, this is Jordan with Nashville Humane Association. I'm here today with adoptable Nolan. Nolan is 11 months old. He came from our partner shelter, Metro Animal Care and Control. He's currently looking for his loving home and wants you to come meet him today. As you can tell, his coat is just so cute. He's a wiggly pup who loves getting attention, loves sitting in your lap.
Oh my gosh, he is so cute. He has totally won me over. How do I win him over?
Nolan loves being outside. He will show off his best sit for any tasty treat. And he also loves his stuffy toys. So an easy way to his barn is through any toys and treats he might have. And loves his squeaky toys too.
He's a beautiful brown boy. He needs a forever home. Make that happen by visiting the Nashville Humane Association.
So make sure to visit us this week and give Nolan his forever home.
Adopt, don't shop. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Brought to you every week by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Let's see. Woody, you and I are going out to Springs Elementary.
Right. It is Read Across America Day.
Yep. So we're going to be reading to the kids, I believe, pre-K and K and maybe fourth grade.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
It's our peer group.
Yeah.
So we always enjoy it. And then Mass tonight, get ashes for Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
what about you guys?
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, I have some meetings for my other job. And I really need to start cleaning with spring cleaning kind of approaching. I need to pick up my house a little
bit. Feel the urge.
Yeah. Feel a little unsettled.
Spring start on the 20th of March, somewhere like that. So you got like, you know, you got like 2 weeks.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Definitely.
If you need an excuse not to do something, you come to me.
Good to know.
I'm your go-to person for avoiding things.
That's your skill set. What are you doing, Woody?
After the school thing, I don't know. See, there you go.
I'm going to sit in my car in the parking lot of Smith Springs Elementary and
just
stare
take a nap
off
until tomorrow morning.
Into space.
That's what I'm gonna do. Oh, I do have to get gas. There, I got that.
Oh, yeah.